Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios as I adjust my headphones. Good morning. Hey, it's the 23rd of August here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 7:05 in the morning. What a surprise. It's always a surprise when we all show up at the same time. You know, I don't know why. I fixed myself breakfast this morning, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I'd like to read my new magazine. It's 6:15.
Yeah,
but we all show up here. Hey, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, I really believe in that hospital and those people over there. They're hardworking people. Liam's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You've got a full day here.
I do.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, but it's a full day today.
It is a full
day.
There's
two or three things we can do. You know, I want to talk to you after. Well, I've got somebody coming in at 9:15, and then Chris. And we're doing a group effort here. We're getting a new website up. Our webmaster, after all these years, Chauncey, is fighting a health condition right now, so he's had to step back. So we're getting a local guy here, but Christine is helping with the artwork.
Good.
Yeah, but you're going to have an input on this too.
Cool.
A big input. So anyway, good morning, everybody. What's the weather look like, man?
So we are going to have a high of 93 today, and a low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow we're going to have a high of 97. But we're going to start cooling off and be back in the low 90s. Sunny skies, clear, some nice overnight lows. If you want to sleep with your window open, it's pretty sweet.
It was great last night.
It was so nice.
Sat out last night and had a cigar. RC gave me from Tobacco and Brew. In fact, tomorrow night's Man Up, and I just had lunch with Ted Lighty yesterday. And we're going to have a good show. It's going to be manly, so you can't drink, but you could smoke. We're not going to smoke in here, trust me. My life would be in danger, not from smoking, but from when Linda came in the next day and says there's been somebody smoking cigars in the studio. Yeah. Anyway, weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. The Kenny family are just a great family. They've been running this place for well over 20 years, started by Chuck and Judy. And now he's still there, but he's kind of taking a step back because he likes to, you know, he's traveling and all this. But you get the same great service. Seniors and veterans get discounts. They've got payment programs. They've got all the things that make you want to do business with them. They're just, you know, they're professional. Their people are professional. They're just great. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. So did you do anything last night?
I went to the Sunset Through the Trees running World Series.
Running World? You're still running?
No, not World Series. Just running series.
Oh,
that
running
they do
series.
Here at like some of the parks and stuff.
That's great. How many people are out there with you?
There was probably 9,500 people. It was a good turnout.
Wow, it's cool.
It was cool.
It was cool.
It was swampy because it was at Anderson River Park. But they're doing a Moonlight Madness this Saturday night, which is just a 2-miler out at the dam. You run across and back.
Yeah. Well, I take the horse out to Anderson River on the other side over there. Beautiful riding.
That's great.
Out there. Yeah, and when we were out there that day, we got up there early.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you were able to cross water and go up and down these trails.
Mm-hmm.
And one lady came. We saw one person. She had, like, two yappy dogs with her. And, you know, so the horses aren't, they don't have problems with dogs. But she walked off to the side.
Yeah.
And, you know, held her dogs back. You know, but the only problem was that when one of those dogs got loose and came barking, a horse is going to react to that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but so she did the perfect thing, and we stayed on our side. She stayed in her side. It's beautiful out there.
It's
absolutely
great.
Beautiful. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, because I've only got 5 minutes. And I've got guests starting today at 7:15 with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And I think it's important we get them in. But then Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, will be with us at 8 o'clock. And I see somebody else out there. So I may have to pull him in right now in case he's coming in with something else. Hey, buddy. Come on in. What are you going to talk about today?
PGR.
That was yesterday. So let's talk about PGR for a few minutes. Patriot Guard Riders.
Are we up?
Well, you are now because I had you scheduled yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, at 7:30 yesterday. I had a whole half hour for you. Now you get like 10 or 12 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So what I have.
I'm here with Rick Boatwright, by the way, who is just a former Marine. You see him in, when you see the color guard, the Marine color guard out there, it's, that's his guy. I mean, he's the one that puts it together and gets, trains them and everything. So what you got, Rick?
Well, I have a prepared statement from the PGR. We have to be careful about what we say and what we claim.
Okay.
So we don't tweak the wrong beaks, but, essentially, the history of the PGR, we are the Patriot Guard Riders, started in 2005 to protect the families of fallen veterans from verbal abuse by members of the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas. Their members would show up at veterans' funerals with signs, yell insults to the family, and in general be disruptive to the proceedings. PGR members would form a shield between the church members and the family of the fallen veteran. Blessed, we are here in a place where these things don't occur. Fortunately.
Well, they did come, remember?
They did. They did. That was,
I was standing in the line.
Joshua Munns.
Joshua Munns, but those, but
yes.
The firefighters, when they were doing that, the 12
yes.
firefighters that were killed.
Well,
we got up there and got between them and the family. There's no violence here. We just stand.
No, just we protective shield to maintain the level of respect that these people deserve. The PGR is a membership of over 190,000 throughout the United States. We are a 501c3 nonprofit volunteer organization. We provide our own vehicles, which mostly are motorcycles. You do not have to be a veteran to ride with us, nor do you need to have a motorcycle. All you need to do is show honor and respect for our fallen veterans. On a local level, we have the Shasta Veterans Escort, which is a 501c3 organization. We have our own liability insurance. We're permitted through Caltrans and notify all law enforcement agencies when we travel through their jurisdiction with an escort to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Last year, we escorted over 120 veterans to Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. Our membership stands at 37, and we're always looking for new members. We do not charge for our service, but we do accept donations, which are tax deductible. On that note, until you've actually participated in something like this, it's hard to understand. But the gratitude from the family is something that you'll carry with you for life. It isn't, to be quite frank, it isn't for the veteran. It's for the families because they're the ones that need the support at the point of their loved one's funeral. It's we're there to make them feel better if we can, or at least soften the blow a little bit.
I participated when I got back from my last tour. When I moved here to Redding, I got involved with it there. Indian Dave, the group that was there now, there may be a couple left that were in the original group. Fred Salante was in the original group, and he started the Missing in America project. And my friends, you can't imagine how much the families appreciate this, because it's not just escorting them out there. You all then put a flag line up. So when they bring the remains in used to be the chapel, but chapel's been shut down for 16, 17 months now. Thank you, Governor Newsom. To outside. It's the people that do it, strictly volunteers. no matter what the weather, no matter how hot it is, no matter if it's how cold it is, they escort that veteran to his final resting place.
The general feeling with all of us is that this is a privilege. I mean, this isn't a job that you go through. This is a privilege to be able to participate in an event like this. It's even harder when we're doing funerals for our loved ones, members of our organization. We've buried a number of their relatives. So we're on a roller coaster, basically. I mean, we try and maintain a good attitude, but there's days that it's extremely difficult. When we're burying longtime friends, it's hard.
It is. Plus, you may have two a day sometimes.
So it's pretty regular here lately.
Yeah, two a day, and we just said goodbye to Commander Gibson.
Yes.
And that was tough on everybody. I was there.
Great turnout.
It was a great turnout. And then up at IGO, it was truly a send-off of respect and love.
The thing that I've been involved out there for about 14 years, and we're a family. I mean, this sounds odd, but the folks that work at IGO and the people who contribute to the services and everything, we consider ourselves a big family, and we're there, like I said, for the benefit of the families. We're there to make their day better, and it's not always easy, but we do our best. And overall, the feedback I get is that these people are really thankful to have us there. So there is a certain amount of payback to it.
There is. You'll see them. If you'll see it, sometimes you'll see them traveling through town. You've got traffic stops at the beginning and at the end. But now, if you'd like to become a part of this, and like Rick says, you don't have to have a motorcycle. I see people driving cars and trucks out there that they're there to, again, pay the final respects to those veterans who have passed away. How do people get a hold of you?
Okay. So Bob Prosser is our head man.
Yeah.
And he's reachable at bvprosser, P-R-O-S-S-E-R, at yahoo.com. We can also be found by going online and looking up Patriot Guard Riders, and our website will show up. And then all the contact information on there will guide you back to us. Most of the people we pick up face-to-face. They show up and they want to become involved, and then we do what we can to coach them into it. But some do come to us through the online website.
Facebook?
Pardon?
Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page?
I don't think we do.
Well,
the closest we've got is Fred.
Fred. Well, yeah, but I think the gentleman that has the car – And the trailer that comes behind it. I see him on Facebook.
Hearse coach. I mean, he has a coach, a trailer behind the car that is like a hearse. It has glass sides in it. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful machine. We sometimes have issues getting permission to use it, but basically it's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't, this is, I was there for the two. I was there on two occasions at this church, which we haven't heard much of lately.
Oh, the chapel?
That Westminster.
Oh, yeah.
These people would show up with horrible signs. Horrible signs. They'd be yelling, "I'm glad they're dead. They're burning in hell right now." I mean, these are the nicest things they're saying. And you're standing there and you watch them, and they've got children doing this. I mean, those children are being raised with hate. Of course, the police are there when they hear that the Westboro Baptist Church is going to show up, but there's never been an incident. Nobody's yelled back. Well, not that I know of, has yelled back and said, "Yeah, you may be lucky to burn in hell today." No, none of that happens. It was started then because of what these people did, and you have chapters all over the United States.
They've redirected their anger at society, I guess, towards the least responsible people. Veterans don't create these problems. Veterans get sent in there to try and fix them.
Firefighters.
Policemen. We don't start wars and we don't start fires. We're there because someone's asked us to be there or told us to be there.
Yeah.
So they need to direct their energy at places where these decisions are made, not at the people at our level.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for coming in today, Rick. And I'm sorry about the mix-up on dates.
There was?
Yeah, it was. I had you down for yesterday at 7:30. But
is this the 23rd?
Yeah, but that's not what I have in my schedule.
I'm sorry. Okay. This is what I got past. So.
Okay, I know. All right, no problem, buddy. And if you want to join the Patriot Guard Riders and you didn't get that information, give me a call right here at the station, and I'll direct you over. I'll even give you Boat Rides. Cell phone number.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to remind you right now that there's a meeting at noon Monday, the 28th, at the Holiday.
Got it?
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
The dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of August, 7:24 in the morning. About 70?
What's going on? 68.
Okay.
Beautiful. No way.
It's going to be beautiful.
Wow.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They're one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized in the nation, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. The only hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They perform the TAVR valve replacement. They've got so many things that are on the cutting edge of medical care. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, the officer, Wes Tucker, and one of his primary guys here, Troy Payne. Good morning, gents.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Now, you were on the other day to talk about VFW stuff.
Correct.
Okay, so this is different.
This is VSO stuff. We're here to kind of talk about some really exciting stuff that we're doing right now for outreach, kind of talk about what our vision for the office is and how what we're doing to accomplish that vision.
Well, let's start.
All right. So a big thing when I got brought on is me and Troy had a good sit down, and he wanted to really take on outreach, and so I had a big heart for meeting veterans where they're at, and so kind of our visions together have come up with giving him the opportunity to start our outreach and start going out to the communities and stuff where people are, you know, it's a little bit more difficult for them to come out, especially if they're a veteran who has special needs or have a difficulty getting into town. Well, that's perfect. We'll meet you where you are. So that was a big thing that we wanted to accomplish, and I could come here and brag about how amazing job Troy's doing, but I thought it'd be more effective if I could have him actually come out and talk about the outreach he's doing because he's the boots on the ground.
There you go. So, Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Long time no see.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's been a while. See, the last time I went in was to get assistance in helping a veteran for the aid and attendance. And then before that, it was just, you know, I came in and signed up, and you all helped me with, you know, a number of things, which is the whole idea behind the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Absolutely.
Is to make it easier on the veterans. You do not have to fight the paperwork. That's what they're there for, and they do a great job. So your outreach.
As Wes was talking, he and I had a real long conversation when he first came aboard, and taking it back a few years, I was kind of the outreach person with our office. We had some limitations in staffing. We had some limitations in transportation. And we had some limitations of being able to get to some of our outlying areas due to weather and inclement weather and whatnot. So Wes really jumped on board with this thing, and I appreciate that. You know, the county has now supplied us with a appropriate vehicle to be able to get out to everybody.
1983 diesel truck. No, I'm kidding.
No, I got a four-wheel drive, so we're able to get to Bernie all year round, Fall River Mills all year round now. Those two locations have been kind of hit and miss in our past due to inclement weather and travel restrictions. Now we are out there the first and third Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Like clockwork, we're setting up at the Health and Human Services Building, county office there in Bernie. Additionally, we had a long conversation. We've got a lot of folks in Anderson, elderly. They don't always come into downtown Reading.
Yeah.
So Wes got a hold of some of his contacts, and we now have office space in Anderson. So I occupy that the first and third Thursday of every month.
Okay.
We are.
Do you see many people there?
I do. It's picking up. It was slow.
Well, they had to know about it.
Exactly. But it is starting to pick up. I'm getting a full day's work, working at those locations. Every Monday and Tuesday, every week, I'm occupying the office space at the VA clinic there on Knighton Road.
I was going to ask you about that. So,
yeah.
And so when are you there?
I'm there every Monday and Tuesday all day long by appointment only.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm there Friday mornings from 7:30 to noon.
How's that working?
That is absolutely taking off like wildfire. No pun intended this time of year.
No, I imagine that would, because you've got the veterans rolling in there, and they probably, many of them don't even know about the Veterans Service Office and the what you can provide to a veteran.
Absolutely. We get a lot of first-timers, if you will, that come in, and the VA has been very cooperative in directing them to us to answer Veterans Benefits Administration questions. The clinic is the professionals in the healthcare side of the house, and we are the onboard professionals on the benefit side of the house. So the relationship is building. It's going really well.
Well, you know, it took a while to have that happen.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad they're receptive, and I know you all were trying to reach out. I know you all were trying to get to the clinic too.
Right.
We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. A young couple own it, and they started originally in Reading, and it was such a success they had to get a bigger facility, so they built that new facility down in Anderson. But they are there to help you with any of your equipment needs, whether it's a backhoe, side-by-sides. You want to rent a side-by-side and go out in the woods, you can get it from them too. But from small to large, for people wanting to work on their own personal property, you need things done, clearing, brush, whatever. They've got all the equipment you can imagine, and they show you how to use it, which is the big important thing part of it. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive right in Anderson, and you can reach them at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back. And I never knew.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. It is 7:36 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Rica Way, right down the street here, is a great car wash. Good prices, your vehicle comes out sparkling clean, pleasant people there. They've been doing this a long time, and they're really, really good at it. Locally owned, locally operated. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm here with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, Wes Tucker, and one of his right-hand guys, Troy Payne, and we're talking about how their new outreach program is working so well. They've got offices in the Veterans Clinic. They have you've got a place in Anderson, and the other place?
Bernie.
And they now have a vehicle provided by the county that gets you back and forth. So that's been a big help.
Yeah.
It's been huge.
So, okay. So the outreach program has taken off.
Yep. The big thing I want to point, though, is if you are a veteran in Bernie or Anderson and you're having issues getting into town, make sure you call our front desk so you can make an appointment, because Bernie and Anderson, those are appointment only, so make sure you're getting those appointments so we can get you plugged in, and then we'll get you a good date and come in and get you taken care of.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about aid in attendance during the break, and I was under a misapprehension here. I mean, it has helped a lot of people. And can you explain what aid in attendance is?
Aid in attendance is going to be something that if you are a veteran who needs help in your day-to-day, kind of like what's in the title is aid in attendance. And like we were talking about earlier, it's usually associated with somebody who's got like a service-connected disability or they have a pension through the VA. In addition to that, they can also get aid in attendance. So, and then
and that's for – it doesn't have to be for dementia or anything. It could be for somebody that needs care and mm-hmm. needs help, somebody coming in and – giving them meds or things like this.
Yeah, it could be anything from needing help taking medication. It could be somebody who has a hard time showering, changing themselves, and taking care of themselves. And then there's levels to it as well. So.
But they what they do is you get a check every month, I assume, or it goes into your – how's that work? Or it goes into your account?
So as Wes was talking, aid in attendance is – it's a special monthly compensation on top of a – foundational benefit. So
even if you're retired, even if you have a condition that resulted from your service.
Correct.
Okay, so this is on top of that.
Exactly. This is something if a veteran or a surviving spouse, to be clear, is receiving, if the veteran is receiving either non-service connected pension from the VA or a service connected disability, or if the surviving spouse is receiving either non-service connected widow's pension or dependency indemnity compensation, they can get this special monthly comp if they need daily assistance with what they define as their activities of daily living, your bare minimum stuff, transferring from bed into a chair, transferring wheelchair to commode, that type of stuff, you know, eating, bathing, your basic daily needs.
Okay. Yeah. What about shopping? Food shopping?
That falls under an IADL. So that's not necessarily going to get you aid in attendance.
But I mean, that's part, though.
It can't.
Obviously, they can't go out and shop.
Correct.
If they need that kind of help.
There's really, like, levels to it. So, like, if you have a hard time getting out and doing shopping, there's something for that. If you need aid and attendance, if you have a hard time bathing and moving around,
there's different avenues.
And then if you can't get out of bed, there's something for you, too.
Okay, so then the what if it's the wife or the husband of that active duty or that veteran that's receiving this? Can they be the ones that do that work?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think that's important. So, in other words, if the wife is the one that helps them get up and do all of these things, you can get the aid and attendance, and just you don't have to have an outside agency do it.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to in-home support services in that factor, where if you have somebody in your home who, like a child or a husband or a spouse who can't, you know, which you can get through HHSA. So if you're in that spot, reach out to us, but also reach out to HHSA because you can get in-home support services. But essentially, like if you have a son or a daughter who has severe autism or something that they need special attention, you can get in-home support services. And basically that makes, in a way, it makes the parent a employee of the child because they're getting paid by the child by IHSS to give the care and the all that.
Okay. But the big thing is that there's money set aside for this in the budget to help people like that.
Correct.
Because I'm thinking about, you know, my 92-year-old father who is inspire than any of us, but there's going to be some point when he slows down. Korean War veteran that can do, it could apply for something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and get some help around the house.
For clarification on that too, Carl, if the veteran is in receipt of service-connected disability payments, when it comes to the compensation side of the house, the veteran's service-connected disabilities have to be the primary cause for the need for the aid and attendance. So if a veteran is service-connected for a broken finger, he's not going to get aid and attendance if he develops dementia.
Oh.
So it has to be – that's on the compensation side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
On the non-service-connected pension side of the house, the basic qualifications are wartime service, income, and total net worth. And in the pension side of the house, it doesn't matter what the disability is because it's income needs based. It's not service connected based.
So if you
we're giving you guys a crash course on you're all going to be assistants.
Well, no, but this I've helped people get this before, and I'm realizing now as they fell into all those categories. Mm-hmm. But the but if you have a house that's worth $600,000-$700,000, even if your income, you can't get it. Or you can't.
Incorrect. I don't have to count a house or a primary vehicle as their asset.
Yeah, that won't count towards your. No, because
I was just thinking that could really, you know, I mean, some people lived in their homes a long time and a house that's appreciated, but their monthly income and that could not help support that. So you don't even count the house or cars.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Tulum would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the freezer. It's all right. If you live the life you please.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It's 8:23 in the morning, or it's 8:23 today. That's not the time. It's August 23rd. It's 7:48 in the morning. 67 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's not going to take chances on your safety, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. He just fixed two chips in my windshield. One was kind of one of those that hits and stars, and you just know it's going to go downhill from there. Got it into him, fixed it. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, too. So for some reason, if it ever does, not heard of it, but if it starts to start getting bigger, take it right back down there, and he will fix that up. So like I said, that's a pretty good deal. If you want a free inspection analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated. I'm here with the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Wes Tucker, and his right-hand man, John Payne. We've talked about the outreach program they've had, and it goes to Bernie and Anderson and out at the Veterans Clinic. It seems like it's really taken off where they're going out to places where to just to make it easier, especially in Bernie, to get veterans their benefits that they've earned. And we talked about aid in attendance, and I thoroughly I was wrong on part of it. I was right on some of it about who can do it and who can't, those kind of things. Anyway, so what's next?
Another thing for us, well, actually, the first question I had was that Crackmaster windshield repair. Is that two different services they offer? Is it Crackmaster and windshield repair?
No, it's Crackmaster windshield repair. Okay. Linda says Crackmaster and windshield
repair. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm trying to break her of that. But because
one of those is tax. Name. One of those you don't pay taxes on, right? Crackmaster. No, the big thing that we got coming up, one of the big things we have coming up is we have another town hall meeting that's going to be happening. We had some requests to do an evening one. So, October 9th, we're going to be doing an evening town hall for, the VSO and to get other veteran organizations if they want to come in and kind of talk also about what their organization's doing. That's a great opportunity for us to network, come together as veteran organizations and, share all the great things we're doing for vets, because we have a very specific mission, Troy and I do, and it's very much driven to helping advocate for veterans, getting them benefits, and fighting against the VA to make sure they get all the benefits that they've earned. And then you have the VFWs, American Legions, you have the, you know, all the different organizations who fight.
We shouldn't have to fight the VA, but you do. We shouldn't have to fight.
You shouldn't have to, but every single...
You just, you know, you hand in the paperwork's good. It's like, okay, let's get this thing done.
Yeah, every county in California mandates that they have to have a veteran service officer, so there must be some sort of demand to fight the VA, the fact that every county has to be able to do it.
Well, you all had at one time up here a year or so ago, you had all the county veteran services officers up here. For a conference type thing.
So a few times a year, they have a veteran, and he could probably speak to this because I've only been to one, but every year they have these, it's kind of like continued education, CEUs for veteran services reps and veteran service officers. Mm-hmm. And so it's mandated that you attend two out of three of them. So, and that's for the California, that's for CalVet certification. And so basically everybody, all the VSRs and the VSOs in California came here and they put on the conference I don't know how long ago it was. I'll let Troy talk about it.
Yeah.
That was in 2020. We did the host on that. So it was every county VSO is invited and to bring their staff. As Wes was talking about, for our accreditations, we're accredited through Washington, D.C. We're accredited through the state of California through CalVet. In order to maintain those accreditations, we're required to have continuing education units on an annual basis.
Okay.
So the nature of the conferences will provide 8 to 9 credit units for every conference. Well, in order to maintain accreditation, you have to have 16 per year.
Okay. So if you go to that gives you over half. And
We send ours to 2/3 of them, essentially. Okay. So one virtual and one in person.
Okay. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. This is Scott Swindeman. I'm a real estate broker, and it's nice to hear these guys on your radio because we have been frustrated by the VA for 6 months. And let me explain it to you. We're doing a client of mine is 88 years old. He's doing a VA refinance. He lost his DD-214. He got a hold of the Army, and they told him that all the records burned up in 1973.
That was a fire in St. Louis, the way I understand it. I'm getting
that's
nods.
Right.
Yeah, it's a fire in St. Louis because I actually met somebody a long time ago that he had no records, and he was a Vietnam vet, but they had no records of him.
Yeah, and we've tried everybody from local VA to Shasta College to people in Chico, who I understand have some clout, to now, yesterday I called Doug LaMalfa, but we've been 6 months calling 3 times a week and getting no resolution. But I've got a paper in my hand that says honorable discharge, and it's for this guy, but it's not a DD-214. My question is, why can't somebody pull up a DD-214 blank and type his name in there and hand it to him before he dies?
So,
and this is so frustrating, I can't even tell you.
Well, let me, you can come into our office, and I had to make sure, because Troy is much smarter than I am, so as VSO, I find it's best to surround myself with people who are more intelligent than I am. But, I'll let him explain it a little bit more, but you can come into our office and order a DD214, but they're going to have to recreate it, and I'll let him kind of explain what that looks like.
And we started that 6 months ago.
So
that's been in process for 6 months.
And that's not unusual at this time. I hate the fact that our federal government continues to use us as an excuse, but the federal government is really backlogged due to shutdowns from COVID. And we've been notified of that officially, that they are hoping to have their backlog caught back up by the beginning of 2024. That's the best they can do for us. Because they stopped filling orders during COVID. The National Records Archive shut down to a skeleton crew. They were only filling orders for emergency needs, such as death and burial, homeless, that type of stuff.
I know all of that. Every agency did the same crazy thing. It holds no water as far as I'm concerned. But my question is, what's wrong with this document I have in my hand? It was handed to him the day that he was discharged, and
A certificate that says that you served for so many years, and it was an honorable discharge. I have those too. It doesn't have the information on it, such as where he served, where...
But Carl, the only thing that is missing is where ETS, and that doesn't matter because we're not doing a CalVet. This is VA. It just matters that he served honorably.
This is terribly frustrating, and I can hear it in your voice. And there's we can use the excuse that there's a backlog. I mean, we can't do anything about it here. But I ran into somebody the other day because they couldn't read his 214. He couldn't get his VA loan. I don't know if you heard that. And he said, you've got it. You've got the original. And it was the office talking to a woman back in D.C. Well, yes, but he says, why don't you just look at it? This is the only one I got. So it makes you wonder sometimes. But
this guy's 88. He's going to die before the end of the year.
Well, for a while in the VA system, it was lie, deny until they die. Wes, I mean, can you help him?
I mean, he can come into the office and we can look at what he has. If he's already ordered it, I'd hate to try to order it again and it'd kick him back, you know what I mean? And so I think that.
Don't you have a secret phone number?
Yeah, we actually have a secret stash for everybody's DD214 right in my bottom drawer, so it works out perfectly. We want to help as much as we can, and if is he receiving any sort of benefit from the VA that you know of?
He's not, and he's never used his DD214. My question was, can Maurice Johannesson call somebody and get a response?
Well, it's not the California VA, though.
I would think
LaMoffa is at that federal level where he could, lean into that.
Well, he's going into LaMoffa's today, but Brenda told me yesterday, no guarantees. Same holdup, even if it's LaMoffa calling.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, it's frustrating because...
And of course, go ahead.
I was saying it's frustrating because they have a process in place. It's just that because of the bureaucracy and because of what they're saying is COVID, the process is extremely convoluted and very difficult to work through. And so they do not care about what Wesley Tucker in Northern California has to say, but we can call and push, and they don't seem to care about what any elected official has to say because this is their process and that's how they're doing it. So,
let me ask you a question. Is he in ill health?
No, he's had some health issues, but right now he seems
The reason I ask is because there's that emergency thing where if somebody was dying that you know, or gravely ill, not maybe dying, but gravely ill, that might, you might be able to get it back so he can get his 214.
Yeah, he's gravely old. And he needs to clean up his affairs. That's why he's doing it, so he can pay off all of his debt.
Scott, I'd take 10 minutes, go down and see Wes, and just, you know, maybe see what a team effort can do on this. But we got to run. We've run out of time here. But thank you so much for the phone call.
Hey, thank you guys, too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we got to run. Where are you all located at?
We're located at 1855 Shasta Street. Our number is 225-5616. And also, one more quick thing is, if you are eligible for PACT Act, a lot of people are concerned that the PACT Act expired. It did not expire. It's just that the back date to the initial date when it started.
What's
PACT Act? PACT Act is for burn pit victims. So if you are experiencing sickness from burn pits, or Agent Orange from service in Vietnam, Laos, Guam, and all the Korean surrounding areas.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for everything you do here. Got to run. For the news, we come back. Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA on.
Thank
you. Love is not good, your love. You know that I'll never leave.
KCNR. Shasta, Redding.
Tonight's the night. Milwaukee, the place. The Wisconsin city is hosting the first Republican presidential candidates debate of the 2024 election season.
9 GOP candidates qualified for the debate, but only 8 will be on stage this evening. Pointing to his large lead in the polls, Donald Trump will not participate. The other 8, especially those polling in the low single digits, hope to grab more of the spotlight and create a breakout moment during the two-hour debate. A few candidates who did not meet the RNC's donor and polling requirements are blasting the process as corrupt and rigged. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New poll finds that many Americans have serious concerns about the safety of COVID-19 vaccines.
About a third of those responding to a poll by KFF say they believe the COVID-19 vaccine, quote, caused thousands of sudden deaths in otherwise healthy people. 10% said the statement was definitely true. 23% say it's probably true. About a quarter of respondents say vaccinations against the measles, mumps, and rubella can lead to autism in children. Bob Agnew reporting.
Parts of the country's midsection are sweltering. They're seeing some of the hottest temperatures of the summer so far. On Wall Street, the Dow up 123 points. The Nasdaq ahead 184 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Russia and Ukraine traded drone attacks overnight.
Odessa Regional Military Administration head Oleh Kipper writes on the Telegram messaging app, a three-hour nighttime Russian drone attack in Ukraine's southern Odessa region overnight on Tuesday had caused a blaze at grain facilities, while Ukrainian air defense systems downed 9 Shahed drones. Unfortunately, there were hits on production and transshipment complexes, Kipper says, adding that no casualties have so far been reported. Russia zeroed in on Odessa last month, crippling significant parts of the port city's grain facilities, days after President Vladimir Putin broke off Moscow's participation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Tropical storm Franklin bringing very heavy rains to the Dominican Republic and Haiti. There are concerns about the possibility of devastating floods. News and analysis, townhall.com. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar agree to a deal with U.S. regulators aimed at improving worker safety at their stores.
Labor Department officials cited blocked exits, unsafe storage, and improper access to fire extinguishers and electrical panels at Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores. OSHA issued 403 violations since 2017, resulting in more than $13.1 million in fines and $1.4 million in penalties. Under the agreement, the company must fix the violations within 2 years. In the future, if hazards are not fixed within 48 hours of an OSHA notification, the company can face a $100,000 fine per day. I'm Julie Walker.
Two people suffered minor injuries, a shooting outside an Alabama A&M University residence hall. Police in Huntsville say it was a result of a fight between two people and not a mass shooting incident. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, Linda's on sabbatical. Be back hopefully tomorrow. Today, the 23rd of August, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's here with the weather.
Good morning.
Yeah.
It's 72 right now.
This forecast is so
it's great. We have a high of 93 today, low of 69 tonight. And we're going to be in the mid to low 90s throughout the rest of the week, with the exception of tomorrow with high 97. But, yeah, our lows are going to be in the mid to high 60s. Sleep with your window open. It's awesome. So you don't wake up sweating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice at night. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business out of Anderson. They've been in the business several decades. Their customers love them because they treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, and like I said, it's locally owned, locally operated. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, I'm here with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, and obviously, Stephanie, our last show had ramifications all the way down to the governor.
Good morning. Is this turned on?
Yeah, okay. Going. Wait, can you hear?
I
can turn you up over here.
Okay.
Which one is that, blue? Hello.
That's better.
Last time you were on, we were talking, we didn't have judges appointed.
Yeah.
Obviously, Gavin Newsom listens to our show every morning. Because as soon as that happened, within a week, we had two new judges appointed up here in Shasta County.
I wish it happened that quickly, but yeah.
Hey, we just had to make a point of bringing it up.
Yeah. We forgot to do that. We need to go do that.
Hey, man, who had that job? Oh, that was Teddy. Yeah, he's still working from home from COVID, and nobody's seen him for a year. Now it's a year and a half, and in fact, we haven't heard from him. Maybe we better go check his house. But now we have two judges.
Yeah, that's great.
Before the courthouse opens.
Yeah.
All right. So what does a superior – is it Superior Court?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is there other courts besides? Okay, there's federal, and then so, but this is state, as
correct.
Opposed to we have local courts.
State courts are that's our local courts. The state courts are all throughout the different counties.
Okay, but you've got.
And there's obviously federal courts.
Every judge that sits on the bench has been appointed. But we have elected judges. So.
Well, so they're either appointed, or if it was an empty spot, or they ran a contested election, because they go through an election every 6 years.
Okay.
So some could get in because they ran against a currently sitting judge and won the spot. I mean, there's different ways to get in, but they're frequently a lot of them are through appointments after retirement.
Okay, so if a judge retires, and how long did it take us to get these two?
Oh. So the two spots became empty last summer. One of them towards the beginning of summer, one towards the end of summer, so about an entire year. It's never a quick process when you're trying to get any appointment from Governor Newsom.
But we've been talking about a shortage of judges for a lot longer than that. But that's for some. That's because there's not. We don't have the table of organization that says we're supposed to have that many judges.
Yeah, the last time we had an empty spot, which was a few years ago, that took a long time too, almost a year to appoint that one. So it's been an ongoing topic that we've had. But yes, even now with these two new judges appointed, we are still down 4 to 5 judges for what we need for our size of our community and the amount of crimes that occur here.
So is there, I guess what I'm getting at is a table of organization like you have on your, you know, where you're working, you've got you and you, you know, you follow the flow chart down.
Right.
Says you're supposed to have this many attorneys, you know, all that. Is there something like that for the judges? Says, okay, Shasta County rates this many judges.
Right.
I mean, is that in writing and all that? Or is this something for a county this size, we should have this many judges, but I mean, is that
no? It's
can
my.
Can you point at it anywhere so you can tell Governor Newsom when he calls you after the show today, say, Gav, we need this many, and right here it says it on paper.
Yeah, it's my understanding that is done at the state level. That there is, you know, a different analysis that's done for each county on what the needs are, based on, like I said, crime, population, and all of that. So I'm sure that's in writing somewhere. That's definitely not something
I'm
involved in at all.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Now, about the judges that we had.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise at all. They're both Democrats. The surprise was there were Democrats living up here. But there was no surprise because Gavin Newsom's a Democrat and he's going to appoint Democrats. Or
he's always appointed Democrats. I believe one or two of the judges that have been appointed during his term have been are registered Republicans.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that
yeah,
just,
it's
that,
not a because this is not a something that is partisan. This is definitely a.
And the only reason I knew about it was because when they had the write up about him,
right?
It said that.
Yeah.
Now one of them comes out of your office.
Correct. Yeah, he was in our office for 20 years.
What's his name?
Ben Hanna.
Ben Hanna.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other one is coming. I was confused because they said she was in Siskiyou County, but she had worked at the public defender's office down here. Or
so
or what?
She had worked in Siskiyou County. She had worked in the somewhere down in the Bay Area too. She worked at a couple different places. She might live up in that area as well. I'm not 100% sure. But she currently worked at the public defender's office as their assistant public defender, and she'd been in that spot for several years here in Redding in Shasta County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference? I'm not trying to cause you any heart ache here for the future. Is there a difference between having a prosecutor and a public defender as a judge?
So those two I don't feel is a big distinction because they both have criminal law experience. I think that's where the distinction comes in, at least for us as prosecutors, because, you know, criminal prosecution, it's its own animal. It's different than civil cases. So we always like it, and I'm sure the public defenders probably like it, when we get judges appointed who have criminal jury trial experience, no matter if it's as a defense attorney or as a prosecutor, because they've been in that courtroom, they know the dynamics and pressures of those cases, which are much different than a civil case.
Got it.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about that.
Yeah.
But the other part of that is somebody that could be a civil attorney
can be appointed.
He can be appointed, or she can be appointed, but they haven't been in a courtroom in a trial setting for criminals.
Yeah, and in the civil world, they go to trial way less too. So I mean, there's a lot of civil attorneys who do one or two trials their whole career, or you know, every 4 or 5 years they have a trial because statutorily criminal cases get priority in courtrooms. So civil cases get bumped out of courtrooms all the time to do criminal cases. So there's just not as many opportunities, and those cases are a lot. The process is just completely different. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely hurdles for us when you have someone who did strictly civil practice going into criminal. There's a learning curve to sit.
Well, I imagine, especially if they come in here on something like a big case, and this is only the third one they've ever seen in court. I can imagine there's a lot of trepidation on their part.
Oh, yeah. I would think it'd be extremely stressful.
Yeah. I could see where they could be over strict because they're just not sure how much to be allowed.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of dynamics to it, for
okay.
sure.
Then small claims court. Let's talk about small claims court just for a second.
That's an area I've never been involved in,
but let's talk about it.
Okay, all right.
There's a magistrate that sits there, but he's not necessarily a judge.
I've never been in small claims court or read
about
it.
The day's not over
yet.
I had my first experience. That's why I was really, it was 8.5 hours out of my life for a 15-minute thing. But I was really not just interested, but I was very pleased. I learned a lot that day.
Yeah.
Because there is no attorneys in there. It's just the But is he a judge or is he a magistrate?
I don't know who sits over him because there's times where you can have local attorneys who sit as judge pro tem, so they're not like appointed as a judge, but they can sit over cases. I don't know if that's who oversees small claims court. I just don't know.
Well,
it's not my
the idea behind small claims court is if you've been wronged or you think you've been wronged, you can sue for up to $10,000 for damages and whatever things that come out. No lawyers there. And you come in with your documents. They come in with their documents. The judge gets a copy of it. And you both tell your story. And he acts as – he asks both sides questions because once he makes that decision, if you are the plaintiff, that's it if it goes against you. But the defendant gets to appeal it.
Yeah.
So if it goes against them. It was amazing. So,
anyway, interesting process. Yeah,
extremely. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, been going there for 15, 16 years. It's locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I can call them and work at a time that's good for me. You can call them at 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, and it's man's last stronghold. A great place. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 so she's a friend of mine.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State. graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results in an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
So much, I may just listen to the whole song. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. And what they do is they come into your house, they put up, they'll take an assessment of your house, and then they'll put up things that, or do things to make it easier for you to move around your house, in and out of your house. Without the, you know, lessening your chances of having a debilitating fall. It's much better to stay in your house as long as you can, and if you've got, if you need some help like that, they're more than willing to do it, but you have to call them and apply. And their phone number is 530-842-1687. I know somebody that did call, that listens to our show and said that they got right back to them, and that's the last thing, you know, that they were setting up at time. So if I see them again, we'll see what happened with that. But I hope, you know, it's working out there. Hey, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And just going back to the judges.
Yeah.
Not the specific judges.
Yeah.
But the process.
Sure.
Isn't something that happens overnight.
Yeah, it's not. So there's a multiple interview process. There is a extensive background that's done. They take into consideration how long they've been an attorney, all of those different factors. But one of the biggest things is that just about almost every attorney that lives in our county receives an email with an ability to do an anonymous survey and answer all kinds of questions that are used for the what's called the Jenny Commission that vets potential judges. Read through all of them, call those individuals. So you're really getting your entire community, your entire legal community has to kind of vet and pass you as a candidate to be a judge.
Oh,
so it is
okay.
Quite an extensive process.
We used to do peer evals and when we were putting young officers through the training at the basic school.
Yeah.
They changed the name to spear evals. And they were anonymous.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The thing about it is then, so if somebody, but one of the things it did for us, though, and a young officer that you'd have, okay, this guy is, you know, blah, 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 and all this, and then you find out from the majority of his platoon, no, he's really good when there's, you know,
when someone's watching.
When the senior officer, when somebody's watching. This guy is a hero.
Yeah.
But he doesn't pull his weight.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to see if it's just one or two, I don't, you know. But if you get like 12, 13, 14, then you've got to kind of take a look at it.
Well,
so I'm kind of glad that happens.
They do. They ask pretty much the entire legal community, hey, have you worked with this person? What were your experiences? What's their judicial temperament like? I mean, it is a multi-page survey, so we make sure that we get the people who are not just good when the supervisors are watching, the people who are honest and ethical and just have worked really hard their entire career. So it's a great process. It takes a really long time. Most of our applicants have been in that process for years and years before they actually get an appointment.
Well, yeah, I would hope so, because like you said, if somebody's going to go in front of a criminal courtroom judge, you would like to think that they had trial experience, because there's a lot of lawyers out there that don't go to trial, like you said. They have a sterling reputation, they're stand-up guys and girls, but they don't have any trial experience. I would imagine that's terribly hard.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, when judges are appointed, they don't just do criminal cases, though. I mean, they can be appointed to just civil. And that's what they're doing, is they're handling civil cases. So
Sure. Civil
experience is great, or just doing family law, or, you know, there's other areas. They do end up switching, you know, every so many years they change assignments. But obviously I'm focused on the criminal cases because that's what I do. So I do prefer some criminal experience.
I'm going to start law school over at Chico. So I want to get into that. I talked to the gent yesterday that's coming to be the speaker. It was the first undocumented person to be admitted in the bar in the United States here.
But you've been talking about going to law school for a long time.
Well, you know what? When I came back from Iraq, because I thought about it.
Yeah.
And that's 3 years of that. And I kind of look back and say, yeah, you know, I'd have been done, finished.
Yeah.
12 years at it. But but the courtroom is made or broken by the judge, in my opinion. Is that just, am I being too?
I mean, a judge can have a very big impact on a case, for sure, because if there's something that, you know, clearly should be allowed into evidence and they just simply rule what we believe to be incorrectly and keep that out, or let something in that incorrectly shouldn't be let in, it can really change the dynamics of a case. So yes, that's an important piece, but you definitely have to have the trial attorneys with the skill and ability to do it as well.
Okay, changing subjects here. The sheriff brought up a plan, a two-pronged plan for the jail.
Yeah.
And you were there, I imagine, or heard it.
You know, I watch most board meetings on the watch live on the computer so I can, like, get work done all day instead of sitting there. But, yes, I did.
He came on our show the next day and laid it all out.
Sure.
There's been pushback on this.
Yeah.
From Anderson. I'm not sure about Redding. I haven't seen any comments there from Redding on this. They're in woeful shape at the sheriff's office, in the jail.
In the jail, yeah.
For people. Sheriff Johnson's idea was for every organization, including the DA.
Correct.
To
give
them somebody for 6 months at a time so they could open up that until they could get into a longer-term approach.
Right.
The chief of police down in Anderson says, you know, why don't you allocate more money to the jail? I think I also saw something like, use your officers and we'll pick up the slack. And if you've got an officer that works down in their area, that when they'd have one of their officers would just take over the sheriff's deputy's duties in there. Are we getting closer or further away from finding people, in your opinion?
Finding people to make the plan work.
Open up that third floor.
Yeah, well, opening that third floor is definitely a critical need of our community. It impacts our entire community, having that closed, and we definitely need it open. I'm willing to do whatever I can to work with Sheriff Johnson to make that a reality. I feel like he worked very hard to come up with a creative plan. It takes some commitment by the Board of Supervisors on his long-term plan, because we certainly wouldn't want to put in place a short-term fix of agencies helping out, and then 18 months we're back in the same spot because we didn't develop and implement a long-term plan prior to then. But I am very supportive of the sheriff's plan and willing to help in any way that I can.
So you'd give up one of your people?
Well, I don't know if you call it giving up one of my people.
You'd loan them out. No, well, it is. You're taking one of your gun toters and putting them over in the jail for 6 months.
We're exploring what those our options would look like, because it's not something that you can force your employees to do.
And, that's the other thing. They can refuse to do it.
There are, you know, there's job classifications. There's, you know, different implications. So we're working on that. And any way that I can to make that happen, I'm willing to do that. That's what I can certainly commit to, that I'm doing everything in my power to help make sure that plan works, if it is what we go forward with.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break here. Now, I received this for immediate release, a press release, dated June 30th. I got it back then, June 30th. And it's about the general plan. And they're having another meeting tonight at the MLK, Martin Luther King Center. It starts at 5:15 and goes to 6:30. And they're going to discuss what Reading's going to look like in 25 to 30 years. This is your chance to go down there and tell them what you think. They've had a number of meetings about this to try and get input in. The thing about this, my friends, is if nothing else, go down there and see what they're saying. And if there's parts of it, like, you know, it's near and dear to my heart. Everybody knows this. I like to see the Reading Rodeo stay right where it's at. And that area down there, that I was told that in one of those meetings, that when they were talking to this guy, he drew a circle around the, you know, that whole area down there, you know, to be, you know, one of those not be touched things. Now, I don't know. It's just a circle around a piece of paper. It could mean nothing the next day. But they're taking in comments. So here's a chance. Tonight at 5:15 at the Martin Luther King Center, go on down there. We'll be right back.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, we are also streaming at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Been in the business since 1993. Yeah, that's a long time. They've been helping veterans, seniors, business owners, families. With all this turmoil in the insurance market, companies pulling out, people having to pay horrendous rates, all of this, you probably need an opinion, a second opinion, or how about somebody to talk to you about the situation, and that's Judy Maxwell. Give her a call for at 530-221-0441 for a free review of what's going on there and an evaluation. 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy, and she's just outstanding. I'm here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. A question has come up on the chat room. There were criminal charges filed against PG&E, and I remember you talking about this when it first started, because you said they've got to be held responsible for this. Could you walk people through the process of what happened in this?
Yeah, sure. So that case was filed approximately 2 years ago, right around there, maybe a year and a half. I'm not sure the exact date. But after you file a case, obviously, there's the arraignment when they enter their plea. Felony case, next stage is going to be a preliminary hearing. So we did a preliminary hearing in this case early this year. That was a very lengthy preliminary hearing. It was 7 days of evidence. Typically, a preliminary hearing is something you do in 1 day, half of a day, or even an hour. So we put on a very lengthy prelim because we wanted to make sure that we put on the evidence. It's a very complicated case when you're going against a corporation as opposed to a person.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. So we put that on. That was heard by a Superior Court judge, Judge Bachman. And at the end of that preliminary hearing, because this is a hearing that goes in front of a judge. It's not something that goes in front of a jury. It's not a trial. In that judge, they ruled in our favor on the vast majority of the charges, including the manslaughter, the arson, those types of cases, charges that they should be held liable, that we presented sufficient evidence to that, and they should go to trial, something that we very much agree on. And then PG&E filed a motion to pretty much like contest that judge's ruling, that judge's finding, and what happens, it's kind of like an appeal. That's not what it's called, but I think I feel like people understand it that way. And it goes to another local judge who goes through, reads everything. They're not watching the witnesses testify. They're reading the transcript. And from the transcript, make their own decision. And in this case, the particular judge issued a written tentative ruling overturning the previous judge, saying, no, I don't believe that there was sufficient evidence.
Now, is this a judge that is above the other judge?
Or
is it just
a peer? It's just a peer. These are all Superior Court judges.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like when you're appealing to, a different level
Ninth Circuit
of court. Yeah. So, anyway, that tentative ruling was there, and, you're faced with a decision at that point. Do you go forward And because if that tentative ruling becomes final, we would be in a place where we lose our manslaughter charges, we lose our arson charges. I mean, all of those heavy charges are dismissed. They go away, practically, for all intents and purposes, ending that case. I think there might have been one misdemeanor charge that would have survived that. I would have to go back and look at it. But that would end that prosecution. And, you know, we're at that point where we think, okay, do we go forward? Do we allow that to happen? Or do we, at this point, decide that we need to find a way to resolve the case? Because throughout any case, we're always looking at different resolutions. From day one of this case, part of our negotiations and conversations with PG&E is that when this case ultimately resolves, we would like a criminal part and we would like a civil judgment because we need civil injunctions against them. So doing a civil judgment is not a new thing in this case. It was on the table from day one. But there was a lot of conversations amongst my office on strategy and deciding and speaking with the surviving family members who now we've spent 2 years with them. They're going to court appearances, all of that, letting them know, you know, we could lose this. Looks like we will. We could refile it and try to start the entire process over, likely to potentially end up in the same spot 2 more years down the road. And it's just really a, there's that strategic and discretionary decision that comes into that and speaking with them, making a decision that, you know what, we're going to settle this for a civil judgment because we want to get what we can to be ready for the next fire season. Our fire departments, Shasta County Fire, Anderson Fire, all of them need additional resources. They need to be able to have 2 people on a truck. They need to make sure that none of our stations are closed down. So we reached out to them to make sure that we can make sure that happens so that we're ready for another fire because they're not getting money in any other way, not at the levels that they need it.
So $35 million then went to fire departments and police departments.
Yeah, I don't have the exact number in front of me.
I'm just saying generally, the vast majority or the significant part
about 75% of it.
75% went to that. Okay.
But I feel like a piece that is not being talked about and being lost in this, which is the most important part of this judgment, is the terms and conditions and the court order judgments against PG&E. We are having constant communications with them, quarterly meetings, yearly meetings to hold them to their terms and conditions, undergrounding their lines, removing abandoned lines, the way they inspect trees and making sure that they've got certified arborists that are looking at them so a tree doesn't get delisted, you know, listed and then taken off. I mean, there's a significant amount of terms and conditions with what is not a traditional probation officer, but is is an independent third party who is acting as that oversight and going throughout our community and checking for violations, finding places where trees are potentially leaning over a line or their equipment is dangerous, and immediately notifying us and PG&E so that it can be corrected right away. So there's a lot of, like, bits
that was
pieces.
Never included in, you know, the nits and grits were not really included in stories. So they're under a court order then, and you've got people overseeing it. That
right.
means you clean up your act. We're going to tell you if you haven't seen it. We're going to tell you about this, and we expect immediate action.
Absolutely.
Et cetera. Okay.
And we've got people in-house that are working on making sure that's done because that's the number one goal. Even when we look at traditional criminal prosecutions, what's our goal? We don't want that person to offend again. And this is our way to keep them from offending again by making them correct their practices and make our community safer. And that is the biggest part of this judgment that we're getting. You don't get that from a criminal case. You get that from a civil court order that is enforceable by our local Superior Court judge who signed off on this judgment.
And if they don't do it, you take them right back to court.
They take them back to court. Court can enforce that upon them to get it done, or they're going to have to pay fines. They're going to have to pay fees. Our experience is, even in a short amount of time, we are in contact with them. We find something, they're out there fixing it. They're doing what we need to do so we don't have another fire.
Okay, now here's a rumor that I heard Saturday. And I told the DA about it. So here's the answer to it. I heard that the gray pine tree, which is at the nexus of this thing, that when the PG&E went in there, the landowner chased him off with a shotgun, wouldn't let him cut it down. Well, as it turns out, that's not true. However, there was an incident that had nothing to do with this on another piece of property. Is that correct?
Yeah, further up the Zogmine Road, there was a completely unrelated, well, they claim, meaning PG&E claims, and we have some circumstantial evidence to believe something happened, but certainly their claim is about a mile maybe up the road further past where this tree was, that there was some type of a altercation between a landowner not wanting PG&E on their land to do work. But it is completely unrelated to this case, this tree. It certainly was going to be PG&E's big, like, one of their things that they argued in court that prevented them from doing any work on that tree. But it's not related.
Not on the tree that is what caused, what they, if anybody believes caused the fire, the one that dropped on the lines. People tell me things, and they sound plausible in the sense of, I can see that. But when you get into it, there is a germ of truth in it. Something did happen, I'm not sure what, but it had nothing to do with the tree that caused the fire.
Well, that's most things. There's some little nugget of truth
that then
was turned into a story
that's
something different than what reality is.
Speaking of firefighters, on August 26th, they're doing the 8 for 8. They're spearheading the Reading firefighters. They're spearheading a campaign to build a memorial in remembrance of those Reading firefighters who have fallen in the line of duty. So on August 26th at Station 8, which is at 131 Churn Creek Road, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., they're having an event. You can tour the station, to see what the memorial is going to look like, listen to music, drink Dutch Bro coffee, and enjoy a barbecue breakfast for only $8. Now, you can give more if you want to, but $8 for Station 8 for this firefighter's memorial. For more information, go to stokelegacy.org. You can donate there also. And then head on out to Station 8 on Churn Creek Road this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We'll be right back.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, the 23rd of August, 8:50 in the morning, about 70 degrees out there. It's going to be a really nice day. This whole week, in fact, is going to be really good. Want to remind everybody again tonight at Martin Luther King facility that there's going to be the meeting for the plan, the general plan. It starts at 5:15. It's over at 6:30. Okay. We're here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. And you said something I thought I'd never hear, that there was good news coming from the legislature.
Well, one from the legislature and one a ballot initiative that is really good. So first with the legislature, we have SB 14, which makes human trafficking of minors a strike. Which is amazing, and it's not fully through yet, but it is flying through every part of the legislative process, and it looks like it is going to pass.
When this was introduced, the Democrats fought it, and then the brouhaha over it was incredible. So that's not what we meant. So this is going through. So
it is. It's got. It goes to the Appropriations Committee, the final one on September 1st for a final vote. That's the last one that's needed before it goes to the full assembly.
Uh-huh.
It looks like there is plenty of votes to make it pass in the Appropriations Committee and the assembly. Obviously, community members should still reach out to those committees, to your assembly one, to support that in our district. We have the support from our people who represent us, but this is really good news.
What's this mean?
So it means it's a strike, so the punishments are going to be much more severe. It's used as implemented into the three strikes law. It takes it from an offense that, you know, had really less and less teeth over the years because of the changes in law, and makes it an offense where people can go to prison, and they can go to prison for a significant time with less credits. And that is just huge because it's one of the absolute worst crimes in our community, human trafficking of children.
Don't get me started on that. That movie, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's up to $175 million, total of people that have seen this thing. Sound of Freedom, not Sound of
Freedom. Something like that.
Something like that. But if that doesn't open your eyes, just the statistics on it is, then you're not human. So this then will take somebody that's a sex trafficker, and they're caught, they're convicted, it becomes a strike. So then you can, the sentences can then be enhanced.
Well, in their current case would be a more tough sentence, as well as there would be less credits, and now they could be state prison eligible. All of which would be amazing, given that this is such a serious crime.
How many do we have in?
That's a hard question to ask.
I mean, like in the system, they've been caught and all that.
In the system,
because I just saw somebody got sentenced the other day.
They did.
They slam dunked him.
Yeah. I didn't look at what the numbers were before I came here.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. That's good.
Yes.
So that's good.
That is great, because, you know, as soon as it passes the assembly, it goes, which a majority of the assembly are even co-authors on it at this point, so you know it's going to pass.
Yeah.
And from everything we've heard Newsom say publicly, he's going to sign it. So that means it's going to go into law. So I almost feel like this one is a foregone conclusion. You never can say that 100%.
No, at midnight, they'll gut it and put in a new bill in there.
A trailer bill.
Sex between an adult and a child, it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, I doubt they'll do that, but they could add on some crazy, completely unrelated trailer bill. Let's hope that they don't. But,
okay. And now what's the second thing? You said there was two things.
Yeah, so the other one we've talked about a couple times I sit on the board of the California District Attorneys Association, so we are always working on not only opposing legislation and ballot measures that are not good for our community in the criminal justice system, but we're always proactively working to try to introduce new legislation. And we just submitted for title and summary a ballot initiative that has got a huge amount of support coming into it. And it's the one that we've talked about to change the impacts of Prop 47. It's called the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, and it's got a lot of pieces to it that has been worked on for a long time, bipartisanly, to find out, you know, what's it going to take to pass, not only through those who are Republican in our community who are voting on this, and those who are Democrats. And there's been a lot of statewide polling that's been done on this initiative, the results are great. We're coming back with 88.2% of Republicans are supportive of this initiative that were polled, and 80% of Democrats.
Wow.
78% of no party preference.
Again, you see these names, and it's like the Biden Inflation Reduction Act, which we know is absolutely BS. Okay, we know it's BS.
Well, this is what.
But this one, what will this do?
So this is what we propose the title. Obviously, the Attorney General's office makes the actual title and summary, so we don't know what it will be. It was just submitted. It was just submitted yesterday for title and summary. But to go over what it would do, it would reclassify theft with two or more prior convictions as jail eligible felony. So as it stands right now, because of Prop 47, they can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 cases if it's under $950 and it's just misdemeanor. This brings it back, so the third one becomes jail eligible. That means here actually in our local jail. But the fourth conviction is state prison felony, which is just great.
Wow.
Because, I mean, that's a
big
change.
So these people that have been stealing without any repercussions.
Right.
If they get busted three times, on the third time, we can put them in jail. The fourth time, they can be eligible for prison.
For state prison. It adds new laws to address this smash and grab thefts that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
These big orchestrated ones that are occurring in, you know, San Francisco and LA and all those places that are, frankly, running some very old historic businesses out of those areas. I mean, why stay when you're losing $60,000 and it's a misdemeanor for everybody that participated? This is why I say it's got so much bipartisan support across Republicans, Democrats and independents is because this truly Prop 47 had such a huge negative impact on everybody across the state and the community.
And they see it now. It took a few years, but here's where we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
It also is going to allow to aggregate dollar amounts. So if they keep stealing, then it works on the drug part as well. After two hard drug convictions, which possession right now, because mm-hmm. of Prop 47, is a misdemeanor. On the third one becomes a felony possession, but it is a
possession to sell or just
no, just possession.
Okay,
and it makes it a treatment mandated on the third one. It's a felony and it's treatment mandated with a whole treatment program. But if they refuse that on the third one and then pick up a fourth one, now we're looking at something where it's a felony and they could become state prison eligible. So it really gives us a tiered system that not only gives people chances to change, but also real consequences when they don't. And that's what Prop 47 took away. It took away any amount of accountability and allowed people to just continue to commit crime after crime after crime, whether it be theft or drug possession, without any real consequences. And frankly, it's caused a huge increase in our homelessness and a lot of other issues in our community. So I'm going to be talking about this ballot initiative a lot over the next year. It is set to be where there's going to be the signature collection process, but it's set to be on the ballot in November of 2024. And it's certainly something that I'm going to be a huge proponent for our community.
I think everybody should become a proponent for this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're tired of it. I mean, our local businesses are getting hammered.
I mean,
you have to go and have somebody open up a locked case where there's underwear in it, as an example, things like that. Okay, we got to run. Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This monthly thing, I think we cleared up some misnomers and then especially about how the judges are picked and all these things. I mean, this process didn't start yesterday. It's